Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, faith-filled, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I also got to give a big old shout out to my oldest son, my second oldest child. He turns 28 today. Happy birthday, buddy. Wow, man, it's crazy to have all these adult kids running around, married and grandkids, and wow, life goes quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Don't lose sight of the most important things. Those are God, family, and country. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Really quick, yesterday we had on Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan talking about the Honest Money Report, folks. We also had Eldon Stahl doing a great job for the John Birch Society. And we talked about the Great Reset Begins. Biden's executive order, along with landmark legislation, is trying to wipe out cash in America. It's becoming a personal government spyware program, folks. Look out for it. The Great Reset's on its way, abusing all of us. Who needs oil when scientists can make plastics from plants they lie? Right? Mike Pence doubling down in defense of the deep state. He says, stop lashing out at the FBI over the Trump search. He won't even call it a raid. Mike Pence, quote, attacks on the FBI must stop. Yeah, calls to defund the FBI are akin to calls to defund the police. Shame on you. You lie, Mike Pence. That's not even close to true. The bottom line is the FBI is out of control. The bottom line is the FBI is an unconstitutional, rogue, out-of-control government agency. Ladies and gentlemen, look, the FBI gets more egg on its face over failed entrapment plot. That's according to an FBI informant. The Michigan State Police literally allowed armed protesters into the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan, on April 30th, 2020. At the specific request of the criminal FBI. That's according to townhall.com. So Mike Pence, when the government is creating entrapment through the FBI, when they're conducting these raids, it is out of control. And the FBI is criminal. And we'll get more into that in seconds. Even Trump's niece, Mary Trump, says Jared Kushner was the Mar-a-Lago mole. I mean, this is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, this attack on the FBI must stop, says Mike Pence. If Mike Pence was the subject of an FBI raid, would he feel the same way, ladies and gentlemen? Sam Bushman, this is me saying this. Hey, Mike, the FBI must stop abusing we, the people, in the several states. Yeah, would the federal government put all conservatives in prison if they could, ladies and gentlemen? That's a fair-minded question. And now we'll introduce our guests. Dr. Scott Bradley is with me. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Can you imagine Friday again? Another week in the books. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, would the federal government put all conservatives in prison if they could, Scott?
Oh, I don't know. I have to imagine somewhere along the line there's some people with, honorable principles. But it would appear that the vast overarching concern would be that there's a movement to overreach and usurp power to the point that they're going to crush anybody that possibly has a different viewpoint. So, there's probably some people somewhere, but But honestly, their track record in recent times, and I go back years on this, has not been very good. I mean, you talk about Mike Pence's issues. George H.W. Bush was foisted and forced upon Ronald Reagan. You know, George H.W. Bush, the consummate insider, in every way, shape, and form. I mean, we could discover his nefarious ways in many ways. But at any rate, so there he was.
Amen to that.
Underman.
So, in 2009, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Homeland Security, which was created by the Republicans, I remind you, under President Barack Hussein Obama, so they're all working together now, issued a report titled Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling Resurgence in Radicalization and Recruitment that cast conservatives who protest the federal government overreach and who oppose abortion and illegal immigration as a, quote, terror threat, okay? Also in 2009, the DHS, quote, Fusion Center in Missouri instructed law enforcement agencies to watch for suspicious individuals. Now listen, who might have bumper stickers on their cars for presidential candidates such as Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and Chuck Baldwin. Yeah, if you oppose federal taxes, illegal immigration, abortion, they think you are a domestic threat. Now, folks, you can say this. Listen carefully. You can say, well, that was in 2009. Yeah, under Barack. Then we had a reprieve under Trump and whatever. And then under Biden, here's the latest headline. DHS/FBI brief cast conservatives as domestic violent extremists. Targets people with grievances against federal law enforcement. Art Moore wrote the piece for WND.com. This is now, I don't know what you want to call it, revived its ugly head once again. Sam, why do you spend so much time when you got a guest waiting in the wings? Because all this leads up to what they're literally doing right now to poor innocent citizens. Ken Cromar, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always good to have your voices at the other end of the phone.
Sadly, this isn't a discussion in theory. The FBI in bed with the Department of Homeland Security, in bed with local law enforcement, literally are using 75-man SWAT teams to raid someone's home, using the IRS as their, quote, backdrop or authority. The cases go on, 15 cases, and years later, the IRS says guilty of nothing. But the government keeps coming after Ken Cromar, ladies and gentlemen. The Ken and Barb Cromar saga continues. It's, you know what, Ken Cromar and his wife against Goliath IRS. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com, the website, MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. I got an email which prompted me to call Ken and say, hey, let's talk. And he said, yeah, we got something coming up today. Ken, it's all yours, sir.
Yeah, very sobering morning. Can you imagine going to bed last night and holding your wife and discussing that this could be the last time we're together? Because today we face sentencing that could be 15 years for burglarizing our own home. And so
burglarizing your own home. Hold on. How do you burglarize your own home, ladies and gentlemen? I really want to understand that, because that's, Dr. Scott Bradley, that's at the heart of this case. See, that's why even though they lost the IRS claim, now they claim he burglarized his own home. I don't understand all this, except for they claim that they have authority over the home, and it's their home, not his. So that's really at the core of the debate, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, it really is. We've, you know, you said 15 court cases. I just realized a couple of days ago that it's now 18 because we appealed to, with a habeas corpus, to the American Fort Court and then to the Utah Court of Appeals, as well as the Utah State Supreme Court Chief Justice in a special writ. And we have been, it's 18 court cases now, if you can believe it. But the first one began when we, in November 22nd of 2017, if you can believe it, it's almost 5 years now, where the United States of America versus Paul Kenneth Cromar, Barbara Ann Cromar et al., Barbara Ann Kenneth, we've been come to be known, and we never, ever had a hearing. They said we owed $1,053,000, $28.65, and as a daunting a task as that was, we're ready to go in and face a jury of our peers and defend ourselves in court, but we were never given the chance. We never saw the inside of that courtroom. And yet the chief judge of that court, Robert J. Shelby, wouldn't grant us a hearing and made a default judgment against us and sent in 13 U.S. Marshals. And we were made homeless. And we lived in homes of people you know, 10 moves in 10 months before we went back to our home because we realized that we still had the title. We weren't going to get a hearing. It was our house, and we were going to stand in it. A few months later, we were hit by a 75-man SWAT team. And now we face criminal charges for burglarizing our own home. Upon which
yeah,
we
they only needed 30. And they only needed 30 thugs to go after yeah. Donald Trump. It took 75 right. to go after Ken Cromar, ladies and gentlemen. They were using air. They didn't have C, so there you go. But they were using air and ground. I mean, it's insane. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. Ken Cromar continues in seconds.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website for his incredible collegiate series, his weekly webinars, and a whole lot more. That's FreedomsRisingSun.com. We're both as co-hosts talking to Ken Cromar. And please support Ken and Barbie against Goliath IRS. Now, put that in context to the $80 million. Put that in comparison to the 87,000 new government goons that'll be at the behest of the IRS, very possibly armed. All I'm telling you, miraclesingodwetrust.com is the only thing you can think of at this point, ladies and gentlemen. Look, this is out of control. And so we're talking about this serious issue, call to action to support Ken Cromar. I got the email from People's Rights .org, and I commend them for their leadership and spreading the word and sharing it with everybody who are concerned neighbors. The Great Neighborhood Watch, in place by the private sector, Ammon Bundy's group, and more, doing a phenomenal job. Thank them. PeoplesRights.org joined today. I digress. Dr. Scott Bradley, this is what we're talking about, though. Look, the government's trying to put everybody in prison or put enough people in prison to intimidate the rest of us. But when somebody can lose their home, their shelter, Dr. Bradley, something is wrong.
Well, there's so many angles we could play on this thing. A couple of times in the Federalist Papers, Hamilton brings out the fact that a power over a man's subsistence is a power over the man. And, you know, he emphasizes it a couple of times. And life, liberty, property, I mean, the very fact that your very existence is dependent upon how the goons are treating you. This has been known all along. The power to tax is the power to destroy. I mean, these are aphorisms. But we can look back at what the American Founding Fathers did, and their absolute commitment to private property is so well documented, we could spend the next 2 hours talking about that and not cover the bases. They were very, very concerned to limit and bound government. Tucker writes extensively about the fact that they kept all criminal enforcement and lawmaking power out of the general government's hands. That's the federal government. For those that don't understand, it's not a federal government or a government that basically has all power. It's a government that is limited and bounded within the scope of what the Constitution establishes. The 10th Amendment says if we didn't give you the power, you don't have it. Madison so clearly stated that it's not a government that is all-inclusive or indefinite. It's limited and bounded. All of those things are facts. And when you have 87,000 IRS agents that have just been, I mean, that's an army. We have an army. That's probably bigger than 80% of the armies in the world of IRS that are likely to be armed, that will use deadly force if necessary. There's also a strong indication that they're going to start a IRS sniper school so they can stand off hundreds of yards and take your head off as they're coming to take your home. You know, whatever. The sniper school, by the way, they're talking about having in the school in Utah. It's really interesting how Utah is ground zero on so many of these things. Ken and Barbie are in Utah, obviously. But the fact of the matter is that this is such a divergence from what the American founders said. But it's metastasized not just from the general government, you know, having the purported power to seize one's livelihood, property, their shelter, everything like that. But in addition to that, all the local governments claim the power to own your home if you miss some property tax payments. And the trajectory that the property tax is on right now, and in many states, and we could talk about this at length, exceeds well over $1,000 a month to rent your home from government where your property taxes have been set so high. Utah, they're on that trajectory to obtain that in the relative short term. We're only, you know, $500-$600 a month in many instances in Utah to keep your home. So all of these things go right along with Marx's perspective to abolish private property. In one sentence, he says you can boil Marxism or communism down to one thing, abolition of private property. That's in his Communist Manifesto.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the core takeaway to understand with this a little bit, too, because Ken Cromar is basically claiming, hey, I pay all the legitimate taxes that I owe. And what they've got is unconstitutional agencies carrying out unconstitutional edicts. The Declaration of Independence calls it pretend legislation. Ken standing up and saying, hold on a minute, people. This is my property. This is my home, my shelter for me and my family, and you don't have any right to it, and I owe you nothing. The debate rages on as they violate due process, violate speedy trial realities, and now the sentencing today, Ken.
Yeah. Very sobering time here for us. It's a strange thing to know that your life, the rest of your life, is hanging in the balance in just a couple of hours. And it's just a strange thing. And yet, we're in for the for the long haul on this. We've committed everything, our life, our liberty, our property, our reputation, everything, to stand for the freedoms that God gave us. We've felt it as an assignment that we've had to stand. And what's been so sad to watch is how so many people, we've calculated it to be 200 or possibly more, who we've run into over these last 5 years in one way or another, whether they be clerks at a court or officer, 75-man SWAT team, whatever, who took an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic. And what instead has happened is not one person, not one, has come to our defense to say, until these innocent people are proven guilty, they are innocent. And it's been the exact opposite. And so those who have been taking the oath have actually now become the enemies of the people, because they are the domestic enemies the constitutional oath has been talking about. And it's, and so then when you take more money from the people at the threat of kicking them out of their homes, even, right? And then you go ahead and you buy up a bigger army now of 87,000 more IRS agents under threat of death. They're going to kill you, potentially. Where have we gone? We've the only way to suck out the light, to kill a monster, I mean, the easiest way is to suffocate him. And the oxygen is money. And our mistake has been giving more and more and allowing more and more money to go to government that is now self-preserving. It's growing. It's become so big. It is going to it's collapsing. That is Satan's goal. And I don't know where we go from here. Our nation is hanging on the brink.
Ladies and gentlemen, sentencing is today, ladies and gentlemen, at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. It's going to be in the court at 137 North Freedom Boulevard, 5th floor. That's in Provo, Utah. If you can make it to the court, please do. We need good, honest, peaceful people sitting there letting the judges understand that we're watching, that we're aware of the crimes committed by government. In this case, we are pleading for all to come and pack the courtroom. If you can't make it, you can do it on WebEx. We've got to have more people involved. And if they go to your webpage,
the way,
they
you can get
the details,
that.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, the webpage, the easiest one to get to is CedarHillsCitizens.org. That's CedarHills, plural, Citizens.org. And it'd be the second posting. There was a new one this morning, so it'd be the one previous to that that has the link to the WebEx. And I think that people can make a difference when the judge sees that people care and know what's going on. And, you know, we had a trial. It took, but it was not a fair trial. We had everything blocked. We couldn't talk about having sued the commissioner of the IRS and won. One of the jurors
so
actually
to me,
sent
hold on,
a note
stop.
To the judge.
To me, that is criminal, though, because this whole thing started with them saying, hey, Ken Cromar isn't following IRS rules or guidelines or somehow complying with whatever. And now the IRS admits they have nothing over Ken, and he can't bring that up to the jurors, Dr. Bradley? This is criminal.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
How do you defend yourself when you can't bring up the whole core of the case, which is the IRS came after me, and now they say I'm guilty of nothing, and now you guys are off on some other tangent, but I can't tell the jurors the reality check on this? Dr. Scott Bradley, really quick, what do you say to that? This is the problem we're facing.
It's the way prosecutors and judges collude on these kinds of things. Just as I know Ken's probably got to run off to this thing, but he brought up about the oath that the civilian officers take. Maybe if Ken's got to leave after the break or something, I'll bring
this up. Now, Ken, stay with us a few more minutes, can you?
Yeah, just a few. Do need to run.
Yep, stay there.
Thank you.
Nope, stay right there. Yep. Liberty Roundtable Live, Dr. Scott Bradley, when we come back, then Ken. Ken and Barb believe in miracles. Do you? Pray hard and let's see where this goes, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in Western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Extremely dangerous fentanyl now comes in rainbow colors.
A public safety warning is released about rainbow-colored fentanyl. Investigators say it looks like colored chalk and poses a huge risk to kids who may think they can touch it. Sheriff's deputies seized about 4 grams in Portland, Oregon, and pushed out the public warning. Investigators already detected the rainbow fentanyl in California and believe it's working its way up the West Coast from Mexico. Health officials warn it only takes 2 milligrams of fentanyl to cause a fatal overdose. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rudy Giuliani tells Newsmax Thursday night that the August 8th raid on Mar-a-Lago was just the latest in a long string of politicized government actions.
That started back in 2016 when they decided they were going to take him out by any means. And Hillary came up with at least $1 million. Soros probably threw in some money. And they created the Russian hoax.
USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Ken Cromar, myself, and Dr. Scott Bradley about his sentencing scheduled for today, Friday morning. That's today, 10:30 a.m. in the Provo Court, 4th District Court. Barbara and Ken absolutely believe in miracles. Do you? Please share widely and pray hard, folks, with great love and trust in the Lord whose battle this is, says Ken and Barb. And you know what? The real question is, would the government, federal government, throw all of the conservatives in prison if they could? See, sadly, I think they would either throw us all in prison and or they would intimidate enough of us so we'd shut up, and the rest who wouldn't be intimidated would be in prison. That's kind of how it's going. Bottom line is, I want to go to you, Ken, for a minute and say this. Where do you think we are in terms of this? Are they, you know, the judge promised no jail time, right?
Yeah, and yet we have so many reasons to believe that there's other plans, including for the very fact that she put out a bench warrant on us a couple of days ago. That would be the second one since the trial, saying you are supposed to report to adult probation. And we have been in communication with adult probation, and they wanted us to fill out papers and things and sign contracts, frankly, they're contracts. And we asked if it was statutorily required, and they said no. So we respectfully will provide you information. We have provided that information. We did it very publicly, copied it all to the judge and whatnot, but she put a bench warrant out on us anyway. And what's really bizarre, too, is that in the latest flailings in the court docket record, we have demanded that the woman who's pretending to be the public defender, whose name is creates a legitimacy to the trial that we had, we've never talked with her. She'd never responded to any of our emails. And yet the judge has her as a placeholder on the docket, Lisa Maxine Estrada, public defender, as though she's done anything for us. We were denied our own counsel. We were denied access to the court record. Our filings have been blocked because we didn't use a bar attorney. And it's
you've been barred, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. We're all being barred, and we're all being barred from justice by the bar. The bar has been the biggest travesty, in my opinion, since this nation's been established. It's been a slow drip, drip, drip. The bar is out of England. Their allegiance is to the crown. People don't know that, and their allegiance is to the court, not to you. So, and what people don't know is they take your power of attorney from you and sign documents and bonds and all sorts of things in your name. And we have never had an attorney, a bar attorney, and yet they've forced one and pretended that and to provide legitimacy to the trial. But actually, more
and
than
a lot
that,
a lot of attorneys say the bar isn't what we're saying that it is. But my response is this: try to stand up for what really matters, bar approved attorney,
boom,
and find your bar privileges gone, and find your career ruined. And find you might be up on charges if you're not very careful. So it's a fraternity, if you will, of, in my opinion, illegal associations that somehow pretend they have this authority. This somehow, where does the bar gain authority is the point, right? So whether you agree or not that it comes from England or this or that, the fact is the bar wields tremendous power. And any attorney that really doesn't go along to get along to some degree will find themselves debarred, which means, hey, your ability to really practice and deal in America is virtually gone. And if that doesn't scare the heck out of you, I don't know what will. I digress on another topic, but I wanted to address that because I want people to understand. We're not here to debate everything. We're just here to tell you the bar wields tremendous power. And where it got its authority? Well, that we can debate that till the cows come home. But the fact is, you get on the wrong side of it, and you're done. Ken, what do you want us to do? Pack the courts and pray for you. I get that. Is there anything else we can do or be aware of in this case?
Well, what we're realizing is that people think that somebody's going to come, that they'll have justice when it's their turn. And the reality is that's what people thought in Germany. Martin Niemöller, the reverend, said, first they came for the gypsies, and I said nothing because I wasn't a gypsy. And then they came for the communists, and I said nothing because I wasn't a communist. And then they came for the Jews, and I said nothing because I wasn't a Jew.
Yeah, I'm not a Jew there,
and when they came for me, there was no one left. Everybody thinks it's going to be okay when it's their turn. The justice is gone. If we don't stand up for each other now, how could we expect that anybody else would stand up for us? And so there we are.
Well, on your radio right now, we're doing our very best to stand with you, my friend, and our prayers are with you.
You are.
Let us know exactly what happens, and we'll do our very best to report on it. We'll do our best to be transparent and tell the truth. We invite the other side to come on the radio and discuss this with us, but obviously they won't, and that makes you really wonder why.
Yeah.
Ken Cromar, our prayers are with you, brother. Godspeed. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you. If you don't hear from us, it might mean that we're gone. And if they can come for Barbie and Ken, and if they can come for Donald Trump, a president, what makes you can't think that they're not ready to come for you. Your prayers. We need a miracle today.
Thank you, sir. Tell Barb we support her and we love her.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. Ken Cromar, Dr. Bradley, it's all yours. Take it from here. What do you say?
Well, you know, this is, maybe even a little bit anticlimactic, if you will, but people need to understand the solemn nature of what's going on and how this is being violated at every turn. I mean, the private property issues, the limits and bounds on the general government and their power, the idea that everybody that holds office is required by Article 6 of the Constitution to take an oath of office. And I've got the federal civilian oath of office in front of me. It's been legislatively created in fulfillment of Article 6. That's one of the authorities that was given to Congress to be able to fulfill a granted authority. You know, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18. Anyway, so here's what it is. I, then you're supposed to state your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. And then the optional phrase at the end is, so help me God. It's interesting to me that the Founding Fathers really were an oath-taking people. They believed that before God, you made promises that you had a responsibility to fulfill. This particular oath has an optional phrase at the end, so help me God. But the definition the American Founding Fathers used for an oath absolutely incorporated God into it, whether you said, so help me God, or not. And this is how they used the oath back in their day.
Yeah, and let me kind of highlight this term. They consider themselves a covenant people. The yes. idea to come for religious freedom, the idea to establish a government that looked primarily, or a people that used government as a necessity, but looked to God rather than government for guidance, for commandments, for direction, for clarity on behavior and thought and belief and understanding. Okay, this was unprecedented, but it was all about the author of the universe, Doctor.
Well, as you know, many of your listeners are well aware of this, I'm certain, or confident, that when the Mayflower Compact was drawn up, before they debarked the Mayflower in November of 1620, they wanted to make certain that it was clearly understood why they were coming. And the first words of that Mayflower Compact are, in the name of God, amen. What they were doing is they were covenanting between themselves, and they were bringing God into that covenantal relationship because they knew they needed his help, and they wanted his alliance with them. And they went on to say that the reasons that they had come to this land, and the principal one mentioned was for the furtherance of the Christian faith. So there had been, from the very beginning, these kinds of overtures. But when they called someone to office, and someone did obtain office, the person obtained the office within the limits and bounds of the constitutional authority. The Constitution is a contract with America. We could talk at some length about Trump's or Gingrich's idea of a contract with America. Their only contract is the United States Constitution. Everybody that holds office takes an oath to uphold that Constitution and not vary from it. And so they were serious. And the wording that to define an oath as it was in their day was, quoting, a solemn affirmation or declaration made with an appeal to God for the truth of what is affirmed. The appeal to God in an oath implies the person imprecates his vengeance and renounces his favor if the declaration is false. Okay, that's most of the definition. But the problem is they're inviting God's vengeance if they don't fulfill it, and these people just aren't.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
This is a battle. a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
All right, live and on your radio, Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley praying for Ken Cromar. Dr. Bradley, the CDC over the last couple of years, as you know, has been confusing, hostile, belligerent, dishonest. I mean, I don't even know. I could use a gazillion words to describe the epic failure of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It's so bad now in the wake of the abuse they're taking over their response to COVID-19 and their draconian abuses on the American people. They're outright lies. They're changing their minds when they ran it like a Ronald Reagan administrator, not like a legitimate scientific-backed organization, you know, to protect us all. It's been a sham. They've been in shambles. And now the director says, hey, don't worry, we're going to revamp this thing. We're going to go ahead and clean it up and make sure it's all good just for you, doctor. Am I building your confidence?
yeah, I'm feeling better already. We're going to be okay. No, actually, that is the exact antithesis of what is really happening at the CDC. Rochelle Walensky announced just the other day that, oh, man, we know we've goofed some things up and we're going to go in and correct them. And really what it really boils down to is a Night of the Long Knives purge of the CDC. I think that what they found was that, first of all, the CDC has zero credibility, as would the FDA and the National Institute of Health, as would the World Health Organization. I mean, you can take all of those health organizations, our local public health organizations, zero credibility in terms of what has played out as the real truth in during this so-called pandemic. And I mean, as it's been a moving target, the idea of masks and the distancing and, oh, no, we made a mistake. That isn't science. This is science. You know, they're making it up as they go. There was no science. Just because you have a Bunsen burner and a test tube does not mean science is involved. And so, basically, I started to see in some very recent oozings, that's maybe not a good term for stuff that's coming out of an organization, an 11,000-person organization, some things that almost seemed like a little contrition that they were saying, you know what, I know. We kind of missed. There is no credible reason for the masks. There's no credible reason for the ongoing jabs, the mandates. All of these things are, proven to be ineffective and not safe and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's all of this stuff is coming out kind of little bits and dribbles and pieces. And my concern is that this Walensky announcement that they're going to have this purge of the CDC that's going to make it more effective, and by the way, they're going to go to Congress and ask for more power. They will literally go to Congress and say, you need to give us more power in public health issues. Power, power, power. What they did with the infinitely small power that they had previously, but it was draconian in its effects across the nation. And the people, probably 20 times more people died from the response than did from the disease. And it's just been a facade. But I fear what they're doing, they call a press conference, and that's what they do when they want to do spin control. If they want to change the direction or tell another lie that's going to change and deflect the public opinion, they say, oh, yeah, boy, we just know we've got to do a better job than we did. And the idea that they can do a better job is only couched in the terms of we need more power. And I'm afraid they're going to expunge any of the honest souls that are left in the 11,000 persons that are in the CDC. And because somebody had to be putting out these, you know, we're sorry kind of announcements that we did the wrong thing over the last 2.5 years. And I think what's happened is they've waited for those persons to either self-identify or to somehow become a little bit more easily at the forefront so they can lop their heads off and build a more monolithic structure that ultimately and finally is going to have it's a whole bunch of unelected people that have no authority to create law. They're what they should be at best is advisory council. Now, they're unconstitutional in any authority that they get. But if they were to advise the president or the general government in, we think this and that and the other, but have no authority to enforce or to carry out anything because they can't create law, they have no enforcement authority, that can't be delegated, and just like the 87,000 IRS
And that's why they
agents.
Don't point to laws, they point to mandates, because it's kind of like, you know, somebody just saying, hey, clean up your room without authority. Right, it's like what
it's pretended
they know
law.
That, and that's why they use this pretend law, pretend idea that the Declaration of Independence highlights this very well to push the envelope. Most Americans are deceived, so they go along and everything else. But look, this organization should not be reviewed, should not be revamped. The fact is, it's an unconstitutional agency that's done irreparable harm to the American people on so many cases. It's not even funny. Look, they have been derelict in their duty from the get-go. Look at all the drug recalls. What's the difference between the Food and Drug Administration and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention? Both of them are unconstitutional. Both of them have missed the mark. Both of them have abused the people. Both of them are unconstitutional. Why review and, quote, revamp? Why not just absolutely shut down these organizations, Doctor?
Well, your point is absolutely spot on. And what they're doing is they're spinning it because virtually everybody in this nation has recognized that they have zero credibility. And so they're saying, we got it, people. We're going to reassemble the team and make them your best friend. I'm here from the government. I'm to help you, you know, blah, blah, blah. The point of the matter is that they're taking that spin. Because and you and I are saying, holy Hannah, this is a doubling down effort they're making. But most people are saying, oh, boy, thankfully they got it. Next time it'll be better. No, the COVID thing was a dry run, if you will. It was as bad as it was. I think that it's going to centralize more power in organizations like the CDC and the FDA and the follow-on with the world organizations and so on, and the power that is basically wielded by these people, and the president brings them into his, you know, into his inner circle, if you will, and gives them, you know, look at Fauci, a little worm. I mean, a facade of a man that really has zero credibility in most people's minds today, but he has been deified by his high standing within the highest levels of government, and there's bowing and scraping, you know, just like Lucifer himself would want to be bowed and scraped to. But that's how they do business. That's what really concerns me about this recent announcement that they're going to review and revamp the CDC, ask Congress for more power, and they're going to become what they absolutely demonstrated they were absolute failures at when they had the last go-around on this thing. But the problem is, most people think, oh, man, they've discovered their shortcomings and they're going to fix it. No, they're not. This is going to be a night of the long knives thing.
Well, it depends on how you define fix it. If the fix is in, they certainly are, sir.
Well, yeah, it's not not in favor of liberty, that's for sure.
That is correct.
Go back and look at the night of the long knives, what the Nazis did. they went through and expunged those that didn't quite fit their long-term view of where the Nazi regime was going. And so this is kind of, I think, what's happening with this organization. Call a press conference, put a spin on things, go forward with what you're doing behind the scenes. You're getting rid, I mean, I don't know, of the 11,000 employees, I don't know, maybe there's 10%. I don't know what the number is of honest souls that want to do the right thing for the right reasons. They'll be gone. They'll be gone. The people that are going to be there are the ones that have been willing to submit themselves to the agenda of the establishment, and they will be viable supporters of that throughout everything. You know,
and let's be very clear with this. Let's be very clear with this revamp or streamlining or whatever you want to call it. Look, they're just going to basically document all the mistakes they made. Next time, they're going to be absolutely clear, consistent with their abuses, lying about science without any dissenters. This is going to be a draconian, you know what, next go-round, this agency is going to be absolutely dictatorial. Hey, we've got our act together now. We're backed by the science. How dare you dissent? Anybody who dissents is literally a domestic terrorist threat criminal. You can see it, how they're shutting us down in the media. You can see it, how they're mocking us in the press, even though we were right and they were wrong. They're trying to somehow admit they were wrong. But next time, they'll be able to do no wrong. I'm telling you right now, this, quote, leaner, meaner CDC is going to be abusive like you've never seen before, doctor.
Well, that's the whole issue, is to consolidate their power, obtain, accrue, and then ultimately abuse power. There wasn't enough science going on in any of the things to put in a thimble. I mean, all of the things were public relations announcements. They were basically marketing banners that went up out of the pharma companies, and they found compliant and complicit government officials that stood side to side, elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder with the pharma companies promoting their system. Though these organizations are captured organizations. The people that are internal to them come out of the pharma companies. Industry is saying, we'll regulate ourselves. It's kind of like the Bar Association. We'll regulate ourselves. We're a big club, people. I use that in a couple of different terms. One is like a social club, and the other one is a big club to beat us over the head. And the fact of the matter is, that is how they're organized, and that's how they carry everything out that they do. I'm just absolutely chagrined at what's being said when so many Americans were saying, golly, yeah, we know they didn't get it right. They recognize that. They heard us. We're going to be okay next time around. And we go back to sleep. That's the wrong thing to do at this time. And they need to be, as you suggest, Sam, just completely disbanded. Turn them out and let them go find their own employment in the real world. But what they're doing and have been doing has been destructive.
Ladies and gentlemen, pray that we can somehow change this game. I don't really even know how at this point, to be honest with you. It is so abusive of what they're doing. And really, I'm convinced with that $80+ million.
It's billion dollars. Billion dollars for the IRS.
Billion dollars. That's what they're going to do to revamp and make the IRS a more brutal, dictatorial machine. And they're going to have 87,000 new goons. Folks, when it gets ugly, it might be too late is the point, right? Wow. Dr. Bradley, 10 seconds. Final words, yours this hour.
Sam, there is a pathway back. It's well marked. We came down that path. We got to sit down, look back at that path, and return to it. It's the original founding principles, and we must abandon this death march that we're on right now. And we'll be okay, because we know where to go, because we've been there.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Hour one, take courage. Pray for Ken. Stand for liberty. Do all you can for God, family, and country, folks. Those are clearly the solutions. And there's clear guidance of what we need to be doing. God save the Republic.